Now, you talk about the party being unified. One of the mechanisms that you had to try to achieve that was the Platform for Prosperity that you put out. How did that come about? And I guess how much time was put into it, and who was consulted in the course of producing that?
Yeah, the Platform for Prosperity is really a broad governing document that's rooted in conservative principles that we think will unite Republicans across the spectrum. It's largely centered on how we're going to transform Colorado's economy and start to create create jobs again. And so it goes through a lot of governing principles on the economy, the budget, health care, and a number of other items. And so it was a document that arose as Josh Penry was leaving the race. One of the things that a number of folks thought would be helpful would be a document that sort of says, what do we all stand for, and how are we going to govern if we're given the honor of governing again in Colorado? And so it was a personal effort by Scott, by Josh. Tom Tancredo was involved, others from the Republican elected leadership, as well as consulting with other folks around the state about what kind of a framework do we really want to bring people together. And so it's not meant to be a litany of everything that we're going to do, but it does give people a flavor of how Scott thinks about things, how he'll govern, and how we're going to move the state to the center right again.
And is this intended to be a platform mostly for Scott's campaign, or do you see it as a broader document that other Republican candidates would sign on to?
We would love it if folks, even if they're running, even though it's largely state issues, if folks running for city councils wanted to just look at it. It's not meant to be a saliva test for Republicans. It's not meant to be, you know, you must sign on this to be a Republican. It's meant to say, here are some ideas, here are some ways that we approach issues that are different than the Democrats, and a way that where we think we have the right ideas going forward. So we hope Republicans would look at it and say, yeah, this is something that I can believe in. That's something I want to associate myself with. And, you know, we'd love it if folks running for local office, county, municipal office, maybe want to come up with one of their own. Say how we're going to change Arapahoe County. How are we going to change Boulder County? It would be great. So that's what it's meant to be. It's meant to be a guide to our principles, our philosophy, and how we're different, dramatically different, than the Democrats.
So, for instance, this wouldn't necessarily preclude a set of candidates in a given metropolitan area from getting together and producing their own document that was perhaps more geared to the specific issues there.
Yeah, it's a free country. You know, I mean, that's the nice thing about our party, I think, is that we not only believe in ideas, but we believe in exchanging ideas. And so, no, as I said, there's no litmus test. We're not requiring a DNA sample to sign on to the Platform for Prosperity. We would love it if folks say, well, you know, geez, I looked at this, and I'm going to add some things in my campaign. Or folks might say, you know, that's just not my deal. But for the most part, the reaction we've had, and really almost universally, is, hey, this is something we really can run on. We can win in very conservative areas. It's got a great response in El Paso County and Colorado Springs. Got a great response in the suburban areas, so around Denver. So I think, you know, this is a way to really to show a guidebook. And then obviously, you know, Scott will be articulating, you know, a lot of specifics in, as the campaign goes forward about how he's going to transform the economy in Colorado.